This is program number LW1833. Well, we've just had another government to kick out another one of our radio programs. I'm talking about one of our world radio programs. We're no longer allowed to be on their station. Hi, this is Larry West. I work with what's called World Radio out of West Monroe, Louisiana. Now, you may be saying, so what? Maybe you don't care that one of our programs has been kicked off the air in another country. And I can understand. But I would like to take the incident and make a point out of it today. Got a minute? Our outreach here is reaching 17 different languages in about 100 nations around the world. And as the years have come and gone, governments have changed, naturally. Some government leaders are more antagonistic to the principles we stand on, and therefore when those leaders come to power, sometimes we get kicked off the air. My point today, though, is that I can't help but to wonder why all government leaders wouldn't appreciate the principles, if for no other reason but that they are moral principles that we propose as we hold up our ideal, namely the man, Jesus Christ. Whether those government leaders believe he is the Son of God or not, why don't they appreciate the moral principles on which such believers stand? About 2,000 years ago, when this business of Christianity first got started and began to spread, there was a guy who wrote a letter to a Roman emperor one day. The emperor's name was Hadrian, and the letter was written just after the first century A.D. got started. In the letter, the writer tells the emperor his findings concerning these strange people with their new religion. And what he tells the emperor concerning his discovery is one thing that makes me wonder why all government leaders, year in and year out, wouldn't be impressed so much that they would want these kinds of believers to flourish. In the letter to Emperor Hadrian, the man says, "The Christians know and trust their God. They placate those who oppress them and make their enemies their friends. They do good to their enemies. Their wives are absolutely pure, and their daughters are modest. Their men abstain from unlawful marriages and all other impurity. If any one of them have bondwomen or children, they persuade them to become Christians for the love they have for them. And when they become so, they call them brother without distinction. They love one another. They rescue the orphan from him who does him violence. He who has gives ungrudgingly to him who has not. If they see a stranger, they take him into their dwelling and rejoice over him as over a real brother. For they do not call each other brother after the flesh, but after the Spirit of their God. If any among them is poor and needy, and they do not have food to spare, they fast 2 or 3 days, that they may supply him with necessary food. But the deeds which they do not proclaim to the ears of the multitude, but they take care that no man shall perceive them. Thus they labor to become righteous." Truly, the man said as he closes his letter to the emperor, "This is a new people, and there is something divine in them." See my point? If there's one thing every nation in this world of ours needs, it's people caring for people, right? And that's the very thing the God of those who call themselves Christians requires of his people. So, why don't government leaders around the world welcome them and welcome them for what they do? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Thank God Jesus cares. He not only told us, "Love thy neighbor as thyself," but he showed us how. Don't you think it's time that you took a closer look yourself? I have a Bible study course that talks more about this Jesus. Interested? It's free. More than 65,000 people have enrolled in it. Write me for it. It is free. In care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana. That's Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.